Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning.
Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Classes have started.
They have. Everything's underway. I think it's been a pretty successful first week.
One of those professors that kind of gets excited about the start of a fall semester?
I try to.
We had a question last week that was a logic question.
Right.
You're at a place in a land where someone can only tell the truth or only tell a lie.
Right.
You're lost in the woods.
You want out.
You run into a person. You don't know whether they're a truth teller or a liar.
And you can ask one question.
And one question only.
Right.
That will get you out of there.
That's right. And it doesn't sound possible, but it is.
And you say that Mark Bowers' email gets pretty close to asking the right question.
From Elmwood Junior High.
Now, that's what it says at the top of the email address. I don't know if that means Mark is a teacher or a student or something in between.
Way. Great. And so we have a prize for Mark, which we'll talk about in just a second.
Although Mark didn't really ask yes or no questions, but
he got the right idea for sure. Absolutely.
But there is a yes or no question you can ask.
Yeah.
And what is it?
What would you tell me if I were to ask you if that's the way out?
And I'm the person that's either a liar or the truth teller.
Right. Now, suppose just for a minute that you're the liar.
Okay.
And that is the way out.
Right.
And I ask you, if I were to ask you, is that the way out? Of course, you'd say no, right? You'd lie to me.
But you put on an extra phrase in the question.
I said, what would you tell me if I were to ask you if that's the way out? Now, you'd lie. If I were to ask you if that's the way out, you'd say no. But you're going to lie about your answer, so you'd say yes.
And if I was the truth teller, I'd also say yes.
Right.
Because
right.
I would tell you the truth.
Right. So either way, if you tell me yes, I know that's the way out.
Well, all right. Well, congratulations, Mark, for figuring that out. So the actual question to ask that person, if you're trying to get out of the forest, is what would you tell me if I asked you were that the way out?
That's right.
But it does make sense because you have two lies canceling each other out.
Right.
So two.
Yeah. It's like a double negative in a sense.
And if that's not enough to think about for this Sunday, you have something that we can ponder for the next 7 days.
Yes, I have a new math problem. So you have an unmarked foot-long titanium bar. Unmarked foot-long titanium bar. And you want to use the bar as a ruler.
Okay.
So you need to make some tick marks. And you want to be able to measure to the nearest inch, anything to the nearest inch. Now, you could divide the titanium bar, mark it every single inch. But that would be the sensible
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah, but we have to make things more complicated. So let's just imagine that it's prohibitively expensive or difficult or who knows what.
You just can't do it.
You make your own reason up.
Okay.
So what's the smallest number of marks you can make and still be able to measure any whole number of inches from 1 to 12?
So the smallest number, I see what you're saying.
So you mark here and there and whatnot.
And still know when you put that titanium bar down.
You can measure whatever you like. So, for example, if you put a mark at 3 and another mark at 4, you could measure 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could measure 4 inches. You could also measure 1 inch because you'd have the inch between 3 and 4.
But you couldn't measure 9 inches.
Yes, you could, because you could measure from 3 to 12. That'd be 9 inches.
Because you know it's a foot long.
Right.
That's right. Okay. But you couldn't measure 7 inches.
Yes, right. You couldn't measure 7
okay.
inches. Right.
So what are the fewest number of those little marks that would allow you to measure anything from 1 to 12 inches?
Right. Very good.
I like this one.
Yeah, it's a nice one. So send in those answers, and we'll give you some bamboo math stickers.
Which are something to behold.
Right.
You can send your answer to kuafinfo@uark.edu. That's kuafinfo at uark.edu. Chaim, thanks a lot.
Great. See you next week.
Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.